Project Independence is the aging in place initiative of the town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is help at home with minor home maintenance. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Seed You Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Otto Loos. And we are having a wonderful, wonderful conversation with Dr. Coley, who is from Northwell Geriatrics. And this is our last segment, and it's amazing the amount of information that the doctor has shared with us today. But what I want to do in this last segment is kind of do a wrap-up, because there's just so much. We have two pneumonia vaccinations, the flu shot that we're talking about currently, the shingle shot, and then one more that you wanted to talk about. And that's why I'm a big believer, and you need the quarterback, because you're not just going to be going around town, different pharmacies, finding out who has what. But what was this last shot, just as we were going to the break, that you wanted to talk about, Doctor?
Yeah, just really quickly, I want to talk about the Tdap vaccine. So it's a vaccine that's recommended for patients 60 years of older. Okay. 65 is the highest, we say. So this vaccine covers tetanus, which is painful stiffness in the muscles. It can lead to serious problems, and diphtheria, which is a difficulty breathing, heart failure, paralysis, and also pertussis, which is the whooping cough. It is recommended that this vaccine is given to adults for protection of those three diseases that I just mentioned. And a booster should be given every 10 years. These are also available in the same places that we talked about before. It's imperative that adults who are going to be around grandchildren get the Tdap vaccine to have a cocooning effect for the whooping cough for children as well, for their grandchildren. It's like a herd effect. So if they take this vaccine, they kind of prevent that from giving this to the children as well.
Doctor, could you just say that slowly, that first part was Tdap?
Tdap, yes.
T like the letter?
Yeah, T as in Tom, D as in dog, A as in apple, P as in parrot, Tdap.
Tdap, just what I thought.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that also is, I didn't catch one part of it. This is between 60 and 65, or at 60, but definitely over 65.
You can get Tdap vaccine starting at the age of 11 and 12.
Oh, okay.
So it starts pretty early, but I'm saying like, as you get older, it's one of the vaccines that you should definitely get to prevent you from those three things. Like if you get a cut from a dirty nail or anything like that, it prevents you from getting tetanus. That's the first part of it, that type of thing. And then the other two are the other diseases that I mentioned. I just went through it quickly because I know we didn't have time.
No, I understand what you're saying. Again, time is, you know, we're trying to get as much information out as possible, at least to get a senior to turn around and say, I have to look into this. You know, and Christina and myself always compliment Otto, because Otto does his homework. But there's many seniors out there that don't do anything till they're on a stretcher in a hospital. And then the question, like what we were talking about with insurance, or did you have that shot when you could have had it 2 years ago? Why didn't you? Everybody puts everything off. But in some cases, they put it off because they didn't know about it. And I think that's the benefit of a show like this. We try to bring everything to our listeners and our viewers, because this also is now on TV, but we bring it to everybody's attention. So my partner Peter and I say it all the time, no choice is a choice. So if you choose to do nothing, that's a definitive choice you're making. Otto, you had something I see like to say?
Yeah. That just to clarify now, this Tdap covers tetanus.
Yes, diphtheria and pertussis.
And whooping cough.
Yes. Yep.
It covers all of those.
It covers all of those. And the whooping cough is important if, you know, grandparents are around babies and young children, because this bacteria can cause, you know, significant conditions in the babies and young children, because whooping cough is very, you know, commonly seen in young children.
I wonder, like, one of the problems with shots, to me at least, is how do you know if you had it or you didn't have it, especially if one of these where it's like a booster every 10 years? If in doubt, should you just get the shot? You know, like, let's say you look back and you don't know, did I have that shot? And nobody else seems to know.
Yeah, so I'll explain. So with this type of shot, like the booster that I'm talking about that you can get every 10 years, you can either get it every 10 years or even earlier in case of a severe or dirty wound or a burn. So that is not a hard set limit. If you have, like, say you got the booster, I don't know, 7 years ago, and now you're walking in the street and by for some reason, you know, you get a dirty nail that goes in your foot, and you need to go to a doctor, you can be offered it again, because in this case, the severe dirty wound, that's what the CDC website and everybody recommends, that you can get a booster every 10 years or earlier in the case of severe dirty wound or burn.
You know, in line with John talking about me preparing for this show, I actually tried to backtrack and find out what shots I had over the last, over the last 10 years or whatever. And there's one on the list called Zoster, Z-O-S-T-E-R.
Yes.
What is that?
That's what I talked about with the shingles. I told you that there was two shingles vaccine, the Zoster Vax and the Shingrix.
Oh, so I had the shingles shot. I had that one 10 years ago, but then right. I also had the Shingrix.
Right, that's exactly what I said. Even if you've had the Zoster Vax, we recommend you get the shingles, because the Shingrix vaccine cover is 91% effective, while the Zoster Vax is 51% effective.
Okay, Zoster Vax.
That's the one.
Well, I got Z-O-S-T-E-R and Zoster Vax. Are they the same?
No, Zoster Vax, I think, is the right one.
Well, the other one says Z-O-S-T-E-R, which I had.
Zoster?
Yeah.
Zoster is like the disease's name.
I don't know. I had that shot 2 days before I had the other one.
Did you have that shot, or maybe that was for the puppy? Confused, man.
I think that my point there is that a lot of us are totally confused as to what we actually did have in the past as far as shots go. Like, I told a story offline. When you're in the military, in the Navy I was, you go in, you're in boot camp, and this is not a makeup story. You go down the line, and you get five shots in one arm, five in the other, and you just keep going down the line. And for several days, you're sick and tired and you're sore, but you have no idea what you got. You know, I have no idea. Now, in line with that, as you get older, you get shots. Sometimes you have no idea what they are either. Right. So what you just said was important to me personally, and might be to others, is this Tdap is one. I have no idea. I don't think I got it in 100 years, and probably is one I ought to ask for.
Yeah.
You know, maybe there's times where you have to ask your doctor about the shot.
And they'll tell you. And they'll tell you based on your history if you should get it or not and how long it's been. So it's a good question to ask.
That's now on my question list.
Good. I'm glad.
And Otto, with your level of records, you know, you can obviously go through it and the doctor can turn around and say, listen, even if you did have it, maybe, but it was at least 12 years ago, you could have it again. I don't know what the answer is. I'm just making that up, of course. But and that's why I'm a firm believer in a doctor versus people trying to control these things, because all of a sudden the piece of paper goes in the garbage and, you know, you're getting another vaccination that you don't really need. And I think it's very important. We're basically almost out of time. So I do want to thank Dr. But Christina, can you unmute? Because I just want Christina to be on this, because next week Christina has a very important, we have an anniversary show. And I just wanted you to talk about that, because we have two or three minutes left. And so I want to thank Doctor so much for being on. I know you didn't have to mute yourself. I didn't question that. You've done a tremendous, tremendous job. But I just wanted, as we say goodbye, to be honest with you this week, I wanted Christina to do it, because, again, just to reiterate the importance of next week's show.
Yeah, well, first of all, this was a wonderful segment and so important. We were, you know, I saw everyone writing things down, and this is something that we could really spread to all of our seniors, especially during this time. And Northwell also submitted an article to our Pioneer newsletter that's going to be sent out soon, so that's great too. But next week, we will be celebrating our 9th radio show anniversary, so please check it out. It's going to be a good time of reflection and positivity. The Supervisor Bosworth will be on. We'll probably have some few little special guests drop in, but it should be very exciting. So please tune in for that, because it'll certainly be a good time.
And the thing is, it'll be a little review of all the stuff. And again, I want to end it this way, complimentary to Christina. And you're a perfect example of that today, Doctor, that, you know, the information that we are bringing to the people of North Hempstead, most specifically during this time of pandemic. I mean, I'm not saying her job is that much easier in normal times, but we're doing this via Zoom. We have Dan Cox, who has done tremendous getting the three of us computer illiterate people, not you, Christina, but Otto and myself, on board here to get these things, and I'm very happy the way they're going each week. I think it's, and Rebecca Miller jumping in whenever I can't do it, who's another pro, and somebody we've got to be very thankful for, that they're really tremendous. So next week's anniversary show is really that. It's a fun anniversary. Today's a sad anniversary. Next week will be a fun anniversary of all the great things that I believe the town of North Hempstead and Project Independence and WCWP is doing for the town. Doctor, I want to thank you very much, and I wish you a wonderful weekend. That's it for this week. You've been listening to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. Have a great weekend, everyone.